Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. On the Saturday prior to the Nativity of our Lord, the Church gives us this reminder every year that the gospel, that the kingdom of God is like a little mustard seed and a little bit of leaven, reminding us that when our Lord, the Son of God, entered the world, he came in as what seemed in the world's eyes insignificant, unnoticeable, nothing particularly fantastic about it. Apart from special revelations, the shepherds or the wise men would have had no idea to go and worship this little child. And then he grew up in really kind of an unassuming way. Sure, there were sort of special events we read about in the Gospels. We don't know much about his childhood, but he grew up as just a young child, and grew up in being learning his father's skills, his trade, for maybe 30 years, Luke tells us. Nothing particularly spectacular in the world's eyes. And yet it's the mustard seed that fell into the ground, that was sown into the ground, that came up to produce a great tree for birds to come and live in. And a little bit of leaven that was put into the three lumps of dough and filled them up, made them grow, expand. And so the message is really very subtle, that this seemingly insignificant seed is going to be planted and be placed into the ground. It wasn't his teaching, however important that was, or his miracles, however important they were. It was him being a seed, a little bit of leaven that was placed into the ground, crucified and buried, so that he could rise up and fill the earth, fill the world with his life, his message, his kingdom. This is the kingdom of God, seemingly insignificant and needing to be buried, needing to be sown into the ground so that it can arise and transform and grow. This message is in a way also illustrated by the gospel that we had for St. Ignatius. The disciples are, we're told, discussing who's the greatest. They're thinking about things in the way of the world. Who's the strongest? Who's the most influential? Who's the most important? Who's going to be on the right hand of Christ in glory in the kingdom? Whatever it might be, they wanted to think about their lives in terms of this earthly importance, the values that we have in this world. And when Christ corrects them, he corrects them by taking a little child who's powerless, seemingly insignificant, just like he himself came, seemingly insignificant. And he tells the disciples that this is what you need to become like if you want to enter the kingdom of God. So the path that our Lord took in this world is the very path that we're called to take. The insignificance in the eyes of the world is not just for our Creator and King and Lord, but for each and every one of us. The need to be planted in the earth, the need to die, take up our cross, and die daily, is for each and every one of us, not just for our Lord. And then the life, the growth, the fullness of the kingdom can be manifested in each and every one of us. How does that happen? It happens because that seed that was planted into the earth, our Lord himself, has to be planted in each and every one of our hearts. Maybe seemingly insignificant. Maybe baptism seems outwardly, we look at it, oh, just pouring some water over a person, or dunking them, anointing someone with oil, consuming a little bit of bread and wine. This is how we see the world with the eyes that are in our head. But in the eyes of the heart, in the ways in which God will occasionally open our eyes to see how the world really is. These are profound acts of mystery, profound acts of encounter with the living God. If we allow that seemingly trivial and insignificant actions in the ways of the world take root in our hearts, plant them in our heart, then it will be our heart that has this tree, the kingdom of God growing up in it. It will be our heart that becomes all leaven, the three lumps of dough that some of the fathers say is the body, the soul, and the spirit. So that our entire being becomes filled with the presence of Christ, with the kingdom of God, with his rule in our lives. So we will, this week and in the coming week, prepare day by day to celebrate the Nativity of our Lord, and in the midst of all of our preparations, which are appropriate and beautiful and wonderful, let us remember that what we're really doing is kind of hiding away, tucking into our inner life this presence of the Lord, which is, in the world's eyes, insignificant. We don't have to measure up to the standards of the world. Only looking within our own hearts and ask Christ to reside there in the inner cave, let him be born in the cave of our hearts, and then he'll grow and take over and fill our lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.